hours away from another important Supreme Court ruling. On Jack Callahan, Fox News, the court will issue its decision on the Remain in Mexico policy for asylum seekers at the southern border, put in place by former President Trump. The Biden administration's efforts to end that policy have been blocked by a federal judge's ruling in a lawsuit brought by the states of Texas and Missouri. Fox's Griff Jenkins asking Texas Governor Greg Abbott,
should they rule in favor of Texas, how much confidence do you have in the Biden administration that they will abide by that and reinstate it fully?
If they do not follow the standard, Texas can take legal action and go to court to hold the president, to hold Secretary Mayorkas, and other operatives in the federal government in contempt of court if they fail to live up to that order. And that's exactly what we will be seeking to do.
At noon, Justice Stephen Breyer's nearly 28 years on the court will end with his official retirement. Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson will be sworn in to replace him. She'll become the first black woman to serve on the court. The House January 6th committee has issued a subpoena for former White House legal counsel Pat Cipollone to testify. It's not clear whether he will honor that subpoena. He would likely be bound by attorney-client privilege. The committee has heard from other witnesses that Cipollone urged former President Trump not to challenge the certification of the electoral votes on January 6th of last year. A new poll by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research claims about half the people asked say the former president should be charged with the crime for his role in what happened at the Capitol last January 6th. Another AP NORC poll says the dissatisfaction with President Biden is now bipartisan.
Most Americans, 85%, say they're feeling pessimistic. That now includes a whopping 78% of Democrats who say the country's headed in the wrong direction, up from 43% of Democrats who felt that way in March.
Fox's Shannon Bream, America.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
A stunning murder last evening in New York City. A 20-year-old woman pushing a 3-year-old in a baby stroller was shot and killed at point-blank range on the city's Upper East Side. The gunman fled on foot, but Mayor Eric Adams vowing,
"We're going to find this person that's guilty of this horrific crime. We're going to find him and bring him to justice."
Mayor blamed the ready availability of guns and bail reform laws. The child was not hurt. There's no information yet on a possible motive. Two sheriff's deputies were shot and wounded Wednesday in Bibb County, Alabama, southwest of Birmingham, while trying to arrest a stolen car suspect. One of the deputies was reported to be in critical condition. A massive manhunt for the shooter continues. A team searching a Mississippi courthouse for evidence about the lynching of black teenager Emmett Till says they have found the unserved warrant charging a white woman with his 1955 kidnapping. Till was hanged by a group of vigilantes for allegedly flirting with a white woman. His relatives now say they want that woman brought to justice nearly 70 years later. More air travel troubles as we get closer to the long holiday weekend. FlightAware.com reports there are already 320 flight cancellations in the U.S. today, most apparently because of staffing issues. President Biden will be flying home from the NATO summit tonight as the organization deals with new threats from Russia.
NATO leaders called Russia the biggest direct threat to Western security after its invasion of Ukraine. That comes as formerly non-aligned Finland and Sweden were invited to join NATO. That invitation spurred Putin to say at a news conference, if the two countries welcome NATO troops and infrastructure within their borders, Russia will have to create the same threats for the territory from which threats against us are created. During meetings this week, NATO members have vowed to strengthen support for Ukraine.
Fox's Jill Nato, and I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.